This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. DJV show.
Yeah.
I'm Jen. No, it's my turn now. You were not here.
Oh, you want to do it? Okay, I hope you so. Yeah,
please. I'm Jennifer Warren. That's Victoria Keelan. Somebody mumbling in the background. Well, that guy is Doug Steffen. Kara Schiller at our controls in Washington, D.C. Where have you been, Dougie? Were you resetting a clock?
Fixing my clock. And everything melted in my studio on Friday. Everything. And so that included things that were battery powered, along with electronics and computers and unga bunga. The power went out and the generator went on, but then the people, there was an accident apparently of fixing one of the poles has a transformer on it. And when they were fixing it, they didn't put all, this is not, and this is fairly understandable, I think, by all. If you notice, to simplify, when you put a plug in the wall, there are three plugs, three prongs. Two, one of them is a positive, one's a negative, and one is a ground. Some of the old style electric doesn't have the ground, there's no neutral. And so when there is a big rush, when the power company, whatever it may be, is restoring power after an accident or after a lightning strike or after a tree takes the lines out, whatever it is, they do it as quickly as possible. And sometimes they just put the positive and negative together. And if you don't have the ground, in my circumstance, my generator operates off of all three of the connections. So when they put the line back together, when the power goes out, the generator starts automatically. And so I had power for 4 or 5 minutes, and then the generator went off because they got a signal that the power was on. Well, the power wasn't really on because the ground hadn't been connected. They only connected the positive and the negative. So anyway, I couldn't make anything work. That bottom line is. And it screwed up the whole system. It pretty much canceled out and almost fried all my computers because there wasn't enough power in reality. It wasn't full power. And the circuitry was confused because it was trying to figure out whether I had power or I didn't have power. So what it was shooting to things that were on, like my computer, was the wrong amount of power. And it took me half a day. See, this is the thing. I curse technology. And then I think when I was talking, one of my many conversations with Kara, she said, well, remember, without technology, we couldn't do this program. And that's very true. Without technology, we couldn't have pretty much any common convenience that we have. Think about it. Think about anything that you have in your life that doesn't even seem like a convenience. It's powered by something, right? So without the power, power is technology. Imagine if we were still doing things by a candle or by the fireplace, like Abe Lincoln used to read his books and that sort of thing. So anyway, I'm off on that too. Thank you very much for understanding. Speaking of books, a lot of people are talking about Bill Clinton and James Patterson's book. Have you seen the information?
Karen and I were just talking offline. I was saying I actually might read this because it looks like it's a good thriller. The President is Missing is the name of it.
It'll be a movie too, I'm going to bet. And I don't know what you see Bill Clinton all the time in public, whether it's in his little town of Chappaqua, New York, or whether it's in New York City, or whether it's in Washington, or whether it's someplace around the world. He likes the visibility. He's been very helpful in many different ways. And so apparently he, I don't know whether they were friends before. Were he and Patterson friends before anything?
He's a big fan of James Patterson.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He's a big fan of thriller novels, and he's always kind of, that's been his favorite genre. So
yeah,
it's not surprising that he teamed up with him. It's kind of cool. He basically has offered up his insight as, you know, knowing the ins and outs of the White House like
right,
only a president would.
Right.
And so there's some kind of cool behind-the-scenes stuff that he's incorporated into it. But it's his first fiction. It's his first foray into fiction.
The president goes rogue, getting in the middle of a shootout at a national park in Washington, and another shootout on the 14th Street Bridge.
And there's a computer hacking virus, and there's all kinds of stuff in it.
So this is a movie you can absolutely be sure. And it's there were two movies that were done a couple of years ago. Channing Tatum was in one, and I think Gerard Butler was in the other one, if I'm not mistaken. They were both pretty much the same movie, White House Down, bad guys take over the White House, blow it up, that kind of stuff. This looks like it would be more, you know, that's the typical action stuff. But this looks like it would be, this looks like a good read.
I love James Patterson books. They're like little vacations because you can just kind of tune out. You get lost in them. They're fast and easy reads. And it's,
and I don't think it's an accident, Jennifer, that these came out in the summertime because they're very good
summer.
Oh,
yeah, they're beach reads. Beach read, yep.
Yeah, right. Is that what they call it, a beach read?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so you see,
well, if you're on the coast, I guess. Jen and I are coast girls, so
they're
beach reads to us. They're probably pool reads to everyone else who's not on an ocean.
Clinton looks better now than he has for a while to me. Looks like he's been down in Nantucket with a little sun. He does look healthier, doesn't he?
He looked very gaunt and pale for a while.
He did. This winter he didn't look well. Yeah, I didn't think he looked well this winter at all. So, anyway, I don't know if they deal with impeachment in the book or not. Does the president get impeached? That's, people overdo that, I think, anymore. I think the whole idea of impeaching any president is misunderstood by the public what happens when that happens. Because there's lots of conversation about it now. Let's impeach Trump. What does that mean? So what, do you impeach him? The articles of impeachment.
The definition of impeachment is just to bring up on charges. It doesn't mean anything beyond that.
No, it doesn't.
People don't realize that, though.
Don't understand that. Yep. There are a few judges I'd like to see, like that clown who...
Oh, yeah. When's that election?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm ready to go.
All right, Jennifer, speaking of being ready to go, what do you have that's trending?
Oh, goodness gracious. Facebook is trending today, guys. And it's because they are back in trouble again. We thought, perhaps, that Mark Zuckerberg had avoided some of these troubling stories about privacy policies at Facebook. But instead, a new report is out. The New York Times reporting on this morning that Facebook sought to become the world's dominant social media service. In doing that, it struck agreements allowing phone and other device makers access to large amounts of users' personal information. This is going to be more trouble for Facebook, who's already been trying to explain just how much privacy Facebook users have a right to. According to the report, it reached data sharing partnerships with 60 device makers, including Apple, Amazon, BlackBerry, Microsoft, Samsung, over the last 10 years. Starting before Facebook apps were widely available on smartphones. According to company officials, the deals allowed Facebook to expand its reach and let device makers offer customers features like messaging, like buttons, and address books. But the partnerships, whose scope had not really been previously talked about or reported, raised concern about the company's privacy protections and compliance with the 2011 Federal Trade Commission decree that should have divulged the fact that their information was being shared with these device makers. So there are 60 deals that Facebook is now looking to explain to not only stockholders but to their users.
Yeah.
And this is the stuff that we heard about a few months ago, where Android users didn't realize that their text messages, all of their phone numbers and their contacts were being handed over willy-nilly by Facebook. So that's a pretty big breach when messages are turned over.
Yep. All right, 16 past the hour. You're listening to the DJV show.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Your love of the outdoors led you to buy a fishing boat, and your love of your boat led you to turn a day on the water into a 4-day trip, which led you to a record-breaking trout and a bubbling lava hot sunburn, which led you to a new respect for proper sun care technique. Fortunately, your love of your fishing boat also led you to protect it with Progressive Boat Insurance, which you got indoors because of that sunburn. Ouch. I want to put some aloe on that. Visit Progressive.com to cover the things you love. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, I have a question for you. Has your doctor recently hinted that maybe you needed to lose some weight? Well, I have the product for you. It's called Calitrin, and it's been helping customers safely lose weight for 20 years. Just listen to what a few of our customers have to say.
Hi, this is Adrienne from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have been on Calitrin and lost 20 pounds so far. It makes me feel wonderful. I have a lot more energy. I sleep a lot better at night, and I just enjoy the product.
Hi, this is Craig from Nebraska. I've lost 40 pounds, and Calitrin takes it off real easy.
Hi, this is Anna Sparks, and I'm from Waco, Texas, and I have lost 25 pounds.
See, everybody's losing weight with Calitrin, and you can too. Just go to our website, toploss.com, and don't miss out. We have our huge special right now where when you buy a 90-day supply of Calitrin, you're getting a whole month free and free shipping on top of that. Again, our number is 1-800-325-4366 or go to toploss.com.
It's 3 p.m. and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, don't forget about registering for our Works Father's Day giveaway, the GT Revolution Trimmer Edger Mini Mower. It's up for grabs, and 40-volt HydroShot Portable Power Cleanser up for grabs as well. All you have to do to win both of these things, because you get them as a set, go to djvshow.com right now while you're thinking about it. Fill out the contest form at djvshow.com. Make sure you put Works, W-O-R-X, giveaway, Works giveaway in the subject line, and then just send it. Submit. Bingo. That's it. Giveaway two sets. Did you find who the winner was for this week? Actually, last week's winner. We were going to announce. When are we doing that?
I did find one. We could announce it right now if you wanted to.
Well, let's do it right now, Kara.
Janet Chrisman is our winner. So she's going to get a new, why don't you tell her what she's going to get?
She's going to win.
Tell her what she's won.
Won, Johnny. All right. She's won a GT Revolution Trimmer Edger Mini Mower. It's worth $100. And the 40-volt HydroShot Portable Power Cleaner worth $2.50. So now that's the deal. You get it. Janet, what's her last name?
Chrisman. And she's in El Dorado Hills, California. Is that near you, Jen? Or
Sacramento area. Cool.
Yeah, it's up north. Yeah. Janet Chrisman, right?
Chrisman.
Chrisman. All right, Janet. Congratulations. Good job. A good job has been done by all. So if you want to register for the giveaway, you got, 3 more chances to win between now and Father's Day. Register tout suite en français. Register right now at djvshow.com. 21 minutes after the hour here on the DJV Show.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Theme from the erstwhile Roseanne show with Roseanne gone. A lot of people are talking about a spinoff, and one of the things ABC says, it's looking at a Darlene spinoff. So the character Darlene Connor, how would that fit with the Roseanne fans? Does Goodman play in that? What is who would be the likely people that would be in that spinoff?
I think it's hard to do it without Roseanne. Although, if anybody was going to do it, I think Sarah Gilbert would be the choice. But and it's unclear if they'd keep the rest of the cast in place. It would probably be a situation where the crew would definitely come back. But which cast members would still be in it? Would it be Becky?
Goodman's
would it be
interested,
DJ?
Apparently. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's everybody but Roseanne. I don't know. Do they kill her off? Where does she go is the question.
Yeah. Mm. Although it wasn't as it was ending, I didn't see the show, but I saw the previews for it. It looked like she was dealing with some sort of addiction issues.
She was dealing with opioid addiction, but the very last episode dealt with her going into, it was the night before her knee surgery, so maybe they could kill her off during her knee replacement.
You're talking about Roseanne?
Character.
That would be funny if they brought back John Goodman, because he died in the last season, or the last series, brought him back and then killed her off. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, at
I think
rate.
People are most concerned about the crew jobs and you know, all the people who are displaced now, because they had a guarantee of another season of work, and then that just got pulled out from under them. So
yeah. Well, they've certainly done a good job of taking everything that has Roseanne associated with it off of any network, whether it's TV Land, CMT, Paramount Network. All the reruns are gonzo. She's been begging. Apparently not so much for herself as for the crew and the cast and that sort of thing. So most of these people, if they're good actors and actresses, they can find jobs elsewhere. Crew always gets reassigned because that's what they do. They go from show to show to show anyway. But this is certainly, if you use the term sad, I guess it is. It's a rude awakening and a sad thing for not only... I don't know what I feel about Roseanne now. I think she's a sad sack and needs some help. That's kind of where I am with her. And the anger that gets displayed is, in most instances, artificial. because they don't, you know, they don't look thoroughly at the situation. What she said is inexcusable, and it was, it's almost like some reprobate would say something like that. Not someone, you know, she's fairly intelligent. So, anyway, here's a music item or two as we have time for here. 26 past the hour. Eddie Clearwater has passed away at the age of 83. Big blues man, came from the Windy City. He had a great guitar and was pretty flamboyant as well. Had a heart attack. Known as the Chief, he was born Edward Harrington in Mississippi. Self-taught guitarist, began his career in Birmingham performing with gospel music groups, Five Blind Boys of Alabama, one of the groups. He went to Chicago in 1950, drifted into the blues, making a name for himself as Guitar Eddie, according to Alligator Records, after he added a rock and roll element to his guitar playing. His then manager came up with the name Clearwaters as a play on Muddy Waters. The name eventually evolved Eddie Clearwater. The last album he did was in 2003, Rock and Roll City, nominated for a Grammy as the best traditional blues album. So, the end of Eddie Clearwater for those of you who followed him. Speaking of people who are gone, this movie looks like it's going to be very interesting. The Queen, well, a number of songs, three of the top 20 spots on Billboard's rock song chart, is, I guess, a response to the movie trailer that has the picture. Well, the story is about Eddie Mercury, right?
Freddie Mercury and the whole band, really. The band is producing.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawyers for President Trump say they do not believe the president can legally obstruct any investigation. In a letter obtained by the New York Times, the Trump legal team explains the president cannot do so because he has the authority to halt any investigation. On another front, the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says
he has no intention of pardoning himself, but he probably doesn't say he can't.
Giuliani is saying President Trump has the power to pardon himself, but probably wouldn't do so because
ramifications of that would be tough. Pardoning other people is one thing. Pardoning yourself is another.
He was speaking on ABC's This Week. Hawaii is not the only place on the globe where a volcano has been erupting. At least 25 people are dead in Guatemala from a violent eruption of the Fuego volcano. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's get back to the action here. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV show, presenting Madame Jennifer Horn, Madame Victoria Keevan, and Ms. Kara Schilling. She's not old enough to be a madame yet, I don't think. Can you
She's
be? What's
Mademoiselle.
The age? Mademoiselle. Yes, I like that. That's good. Okay, let's figure out what's going on with our pals in Korea, North Korea. The North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, reportedly wants to stay at a five-star hotel, $6,000 a night, but he doesn't plan to pay for it. American officials planning the summit trying to work around sanctions that prohibit the U.S. from picking up the bill. So we're going to pay for him to stay in a $6,000 a night room, according to today's Washington Post. Right. That made good
Apparently
sense or not?
He doesn't have his Marriott points filled up. I would think that's probably because, he's never really traveled before. So,
no.
Gosh.
All right, and to continue, this is like a road show. Remember the old Bob Hope movies, The Road to whatever? You're not old enough to remember those either, but you can look them up someplace. You remember, everybody knows who Bob Hope is, right?
Yes.
I haven't heard Kara say yes to that yet.
Sure.
Yeah.
No. Do you really honestly know who Bob Hope is?
Kara, you know who Bob Hope is.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you that much about Bob Hope, but everyone knows, but, like, his name
big,
and, you know,
yeah,
general.
He's got a big nose. All right, so the movie would be called The Road to Singapore. The top three military officials have been fired in North Korea by Kim Jong-un, trying to remove dissenters because there are many people who are in his government that don't want him to meet with the Americans, don't want him to put Korea back together again. It's better for them if they are. It's a militarist never want to have things like this work out because it's bad for business. And their business is to get ready for war, blow things up, shoot people, that kind of stuff. And so if you have peace, then you don't have war. And without war, what do these guys do? What is it? Think about it for a minute. If we had a peaceful world, we could save $700 billion. Wouldn't that be swell? That would be really, I mean, it's almost unimaginable, but it would be swell. So what do we think of this? Kim Jong-un, is he serious or not? It looks like all of the pieces are coming together, sort of. And then one wonders, sort of out loud, why it was that there was a threat or what. Was it just to be na-na-na-na-na? I'm tougher than you are. Why?
Well, I think China got involved, and I think that there was a change in behavior from Kim Jong-un, and I think it's going to be difficult. You know, his idea of a denuclearized North Korea is a lot different than what the United States thinks is acceptable. So I think everybody going into this meeting thinks that this is the first step, that it's not going to be magic. But what I think was more good news over the weekend is that he fired his top three military advisors in the country and replaced them. And people were saying that these three that he got rid of were very opposed to the idea of working on a deal with the United States. It's a huge deal that he would let them go. He was also apparently worried that maybe they would try to stage a coup while he's out of the country having this meeting. So,
are they still alive?
Probably, who knows?
Right.
The word was fired, so I think if not fired at, but
were they
maybe,
fired at? Yeah.
Right. We'll see.
Other things going on around the world, we are talking a lot about the volcano in Hawaii, but there was a big one that blew up in Guatemala. 25 people were killed, 300 injured. This volcano at the Fuego Mountain, Fuego, F-U-E-G-O. So Mother Nature seems to be annoyed. Is that a good way of, what do we, don't mess with Mother Nature, but Mother Nature is showing. I think there were a lot of, this as explained before many times, I don't want to be redundant, this really is what the inner core of the earth is all about, molten lava. The temperature at the core of our planet is about 12 to 18,000 degrees Fahrenheit. You can't even imagine. And so this stuff coming out of the ground is as it cools, but still it's rock. It's so hot that it's melted. That's basically, when's the last time you tried to cook a rock? Try cooking a rock in your oven at 800 degrees, or what's the max that you can put an oven up to?
Yeah, make sure it's an oven that you don't give a crap about, though.
God, when I think ovens go to 500 and that's it?
That's it, yeah. You'll find the rock will do nothing except get warm.
But you want one that goes to 800.
Yeah, well, so the point here is, even if it went to 800, this is what we're talking about, something so hot it's unimaginable. And yet people are still trying to stay close to it. And there are people who are in the situation in Guatemala. They don't have the same kind of communication that we do. So a lot of people were surprised by this. And that's why as many people got killed. I don't think, has anybody been killed? One person in Hawaii, right? Or is that the guy who...
I'm not sure.
Got his legs burned off?
I think, he's still alive. He's in the hospital. He's fine.
Is.
Yeah,
okay.
They're looking for more victims. The rescuers are still searching for victims. Yeah. So maybe that toll, maybe right now that's the official toll, but it could go up.
Yeah. All right, next item of interest around the world. The country of Denmark has passed a law which bans burqas, along with other garments that cover one's face. The law is known as a burqa ban. Wow, that's clever. The country's parliament says the ban isn't aimed at any particular religion. Really?
Really?
Okay. France, Belgium, the Netherlands, Bulgaria have similar restrictions in place. When the bill was proposed, this is pretty unusual for Denmark, or any of the Scandinavian countries to follow suit here. The justice minister said it was against Danish values to keep the face hidden when meeting in public. Amnesty International says this is discriminatory, but then not a lot of people pay much attention anymore to Amnesty International because they've become fairly ineffective in most of the areas where they used to be more effective. So, anyway, what do we think about this? What's our attitude toward this here in our country? As far as I know, what individual attitudes are. Go back to your country, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You hear that from people. But what about what ought to be our attitude toward this?
I don't know. This is a tough one. I understand, you know, the argument that people can make that, you know, you need to assimilate to the culture of whatever country you're living in. I understand that, but at the same time, encroaching on someone's religious freedoms, this is a tough one.
Let's turn it around. When you go to their country, they expect you to do what they do. So when people come here, why can't we expect them to do what we do? Why is there a double standard? You know, as well as I saw, I think Jane Pauley was over in one of the Middle Eastern countries doing a report, and she didn't. The burqa doesn't completely. Is that burqa the one that covers your everything with your eyes? What covers everything
with
your eyes?
It covers like your hair and
it covers your
face. Yeah. What's? But I know what Doug means though. What there's another name for the one that covers everything
your
except your eyes.
Is that a hijab? Is that what nijab, niqab? What is it?
No, a hijab is I think just a headscarf that covers it, but your face is exposed.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, why is it unusual or why do we have a double standard here? We go to their country, we do what they ask us to do. So we don't.
You know,
we have no policy.
That's actually a really good point. That is a really good point. When women go to the Middle East, they are expected to wear not necessarily. They're expected to cover their arms and to cover their head.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Unless you want to end up in jail or worse, if you go someplace, you've got to follow the rules of what's acceptable. This is tough. I mean, I think there's a huge double standard. I think people should assimilate as much as possible when they come to live here. People who are visiting, I think it's a little different. But if you come to live here, I think assimilation is a good thing. But it's someone's spiritual belief. So are you going to even go down that road to fight that argument? For me, it shows the inequity of women in cultures that we really do a lot of defending on, and these women are being forced to hide. Where's the men's version of this? It doesn't exist. You know, for me, it's not an option, but I guess there are still a lot of women around the world.
I saw somebody yesterday when I was driving, I don't know where it was, not important, somebody in a red Jeep. Lady with headgear on. She obviously was a believer, and she was wearing a burqa. And I just said,
Hijab? Like, her face was covered, too?
No, face wasn't covered.
I was going to say, she wouldn't be able to drive if her face is covered. That's like a very religious,
Well, most women, if it's that religious, pronounced, don't drive anyway.
Driving. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they wouldn't be driving.
Yeah. But I see a lot of them around in malls and there's quite a large contingent now moving into Framingham in certain areas. So that's my hometown. It's just very interesting. What I get, though, out of it, Victoria, is that it's a double standard. And I don't know that I appreciate that.
Does Denmark have Denmark to have an issue with the Muslim community? Or is it a growing issue?
Remember, the Muslims are filtering into Europe in huge numbers. Whether it's coming from the Middle East or other areas, they've come in and they have become very significant politically. Look at the impact in England. London's mayor is Muslim. Who would have thought that would happen 15, 20, 25 years ago? Does it make a difference? I don't think it makes much of a difference. London is about as much of an international community as, I think New York's pretty international. Mm-hmm. I think Paris is pretty international. I don't know. I'm trying to come up with another city, and I can't. That's that international. But the whole influx of Muslims into that part of the world because of the disruption in the Middle East, amongst other things, has changed their way of life. Dramatically changed their way of life. So, food for thought. 45 past the hour on the DJV show.
Insight Daily Radio.
Where the wind comes.
come sweeping down the plain.
Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein had one of the most successful musical partnerships of the 20th century, collaborating on the musicals Oklahoma, Carousel, South Pacific, The King and I, Cinderella, and The Sound of Music. Musicals that continue to be revived to this day. In his new book, Something Wonderful, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Broadway Revolution, author Todd Purdom offers a revelatory portrait of the creative partnership that transformed musical theater and provided the soundtrack to an American century. We spoke with him about the book and their most famous play, Oklahoma.
When Rodgers and Hammerstein started to work together, they didn't intend to revolutionize the Broadway musical. They intended to be faithful to the story material they had in front of them. So they rejected the idea of starting Oklahoma with a choral number at a strawberry picking festival or a quilting bee, and they decided to open it the same way the original play had opened, with a woman churning butter on the stage and a cowboy singing in the wings. The effect of this was so quiet, so naturalistic, that it landed like a bomb. And as they went on, they didn't pick stories deliberately to be controversial or make a statement. They picked compelling stories, and because of their stature as artists and their success as businessmen, they were able to take the risks, lead Broadway along, have audiences follow, and had a degree of success that owed to their own expertise in every aspect of the theater, an expertise they put to use for 20 years.
That's author Todd Purdom, whose new book, Something Wonderful, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Broadway Revolution, has just been released. Insight Daily Radio.
Hey, I have a question for you. Has your doctor recently hinted that maybe you needed to lose some weight? Well, I have the product for you. It's called Calitrin, and it's been helping customers safely lose weight for 20 years. Just listen to what a few of our customers have to say.
Hi, this is Adrian from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have been on Calitrin and lost 20 pounds so far. It makes me feel wonderful. I have a lot more energy. I sleep a lot better at night, and I just enjoy the product.
Hi, this is Craig from Nebraska. I've lost 40 pounds, and Calitrin takes it off real easy.
Hi, this is Anna Sparks, and I'm from Waco, Texas, and I have lost 25 pounds.
See, everybody's losing weight with Calitrin, and you can too. Just go to our website, toploss.com, and don't miss out. We have our huge special right now where when you buy a 90-day supply of Calitrin, you're getting a whole month free and free shipping on top of that. Again, our number is 1-800-325-4366 or go to toploss.com.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're back fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, important information here. Every once in a while, you see this in a newspaper or online, lists of important emergency phone numbers that you ought to have, and here are a couple of them. Here's the Water Buffalo Mating Service, 617-777-0987. For Body Odors International, call 646-243-0000. And let's see here. Victims of elk attacks. The hotline number for you is 566-654-9845. So any of you have those problems, if you can get the numbers, you can come back to me, Twitter, at Doug Steffen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Tom Kreitler is here, who is the major domo at the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. He and Leslie Segretti host this fabulous program heard around the country every weekend on lots of great radio stations, including many of the same stations that carry this program. So let's, the Money Pit newsletter is available every week. I get it in my browser. I want to make sure that I'm up and I'm hip, because I want to be just like Tom when I grow up.
Because well, you're always looking for something to do, because you're lazy. You do nothing at that farm all week.
That's it, right? Weekend, I got nothing to do.
I give you some projects, you know?
Right.
Come on.
Backyard projects for children. What sort of things? Just give us a teaser on those backyard projects that you've listed in the current issue for youngsters.
Well, it's stuff for kids, you know. I mean, the kids are going to be out of school soon, if they're not out already, depending on, you know, your part of the country. And there's some backyard projects that you might want to get into with the kids. You know, like a tire swing, right? I mean, that's a great project. Yeah. If you grow up with one, you'd love to have one for the kids. That's a simple project for you to do. We've got tips on how to do some projects that you may not have heard of. Like, you know, kids love playing in the mud, right? But why turn your yard into a mud pit? You can do that in a wheelbarrow. We call it a mobile mud pit. We give you some tips on how you can create colored mud inside of a wheelbarrow, so keep the mess in the wheelbarrow. The kids
colored
can play
mud.
It, have a good time with it, right?
Who came up with that?
And be done
colored
with that.
Mud.
Yeah.
Is that a home?
There's also tips on how to build a water wall, you know, where you kind of take some different size containers and you attach them to the wall, and one bottle spills water to the next, and they spin around, do all sorts of fun things. So,
do the
fun
projects for the kids. And that's what it's all about.
Well,
all right, so also, if you want to enter for your chance to win the power, you've got a portable inverter generator from Cat.
Which
is the big name in diesel. What's this whole thing all about?
It's a beautiful little generator. So if you want to just have portable power in case your power goes out in your house and you just want to power your refrigerator or something like that, or if you want to take it to the campsite, take it to the beach, take it to the job site, it's a nice little portable generator. It delivers 2,000 watts of startup power, so you can pretty much power anything on it. I plugged in the biggest saw that I had in my shop on it just to kind of test the duct, and it worked really, really well.
Good.
So we've got one to give away. It's worth $750. You can enter this week only at MoneyPit.com.
MoneyPit.com. All right, listener Whitney in North Carolina has a problem with wind. She's living along the coast, and she is concerned about the way the wind hits the windows.
Right.
The problem is that they have a leak in their sliding glass door. And so, what, do we just put in a new door? What happens here?
Well, no, you know, it's probably not the door. It's probably the flashing around the door. And especially when you get wind-driven rain, you know, gravity doesn't apply. The water doesn't always start at the top and leak down. Sometimes it sort of pushes up. And the when you get these leaks from wind-driven rain, it's almost always the flashing. So that's the seal between the door and the siding. Now, unfortunately, to fix that, what you have to do is peel the siding back from around the door, and you have to replace the flashing. Today, though, there's flexible pieces of flashing, kind of like a self-adhered flashing that's rubberized, that you can basically lay over the siding, or sorry, over the sheathing, and then over the door trim, and then you side over that. So when you improve that siding, that flashing around the siding, then even if the wind pushes the rain up underneath or around the door, it still won't leak. So that's the issue there. Now, I would say that if this happened during a severe storm, Whitney, keep in mind that you may very well be able to file a claim under your homeowner's insurance policy for this and get that repair paid for.
Tom Kreidler proving over and over again why he is the host of the Money Pit, and I'm not. Another question coming up right after this.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
All right, here's a listener. Jonathan's concerned about VOCs.
Yep.
What's a VOC?
Volatile organic compounds. They're in paint. They're in solvent-based paints or oil-based paints. And he wants to, he's concerned about it, and he has to paint his kitchen cabinets. And he wants to know if he can use an oil-based primer but a latex-based top coat to avoid exposure to those nasty VOCs. So here's the thing about latex. It's great paint for every type of use, except there's one character of latex paint that's never, ever been as good as solvent-based paint or oil-based paint, and that is durability.
Yep.
It's just not going to wear. It doesn't wear, especially with kitchen cabinets where doors are
bending. So you know how I get around that? Here I am proving that I could be the host of this program. I buy Rust-Oleum. Mm-hmm. Every paint I use is a Rust-Oleum paint. Everything. Right.
Well, they make a really good enamel, but you got to ventilate the space. You want to put a fan in the window, point it out, open some other windows and doors in the house, and just cross-ventilate that space while you're working.
You go. Good advice from Tom Kreidler at MoneyPit.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.